Today we commemorate St. Paul of the Cross, priest from the 17th century. Magnificat provides some very interesting information about him. Well, he began the order of Passionists. He conceived the rule of the Passionists, an order of men committed to a life of rigorous penance for the sake of preaching to the poor. The Passionist, according to Paul, is a man totally God-centered, totally apostolic, a man of prayer, detached from the world, from things, from himself, so that he may in all truth be called a disciple of Jesus Christ. What are radical words? A man totally God-centered, totally apostolic, man of prayer, detached from the world, from things, from himself, so that he may in all truth be called a disciple of Jesus Christ. Well, this sounds for me so familiar, like a description of Christian from the first, third, three centuries, from the beginning of Christianity, when Christians were really people devoted to Christ. Their life was centered completely on Jesus Christ and on taking care of the poor, or those who are left. They were changing the world. This is why they were so persecuted. Because empire and people with power didn't like it. Didn't like that Christians take care of those neglected, rejected, poor, sick, ill. That they were so loving to others. It was just too much. And what was kind of norm on the beginning of Christianity, today it's reserved for saints, for those who have special mission, for those whom we can call a little bit crazy about God. How much did we change? How much we went far away from the origins of the zeal and sacrifice and living Christ-centered life? And the gospel today is also very striking, according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants." So what Jesus says, gird your loins and light your lamps, be like servants who await the master's return from wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. The first century Christians, in many ways, they are waiting of second coming of Jesus soon, sooner than later. And this was also influencing their life, way of life, that they were living in the world, but also very seriously open on the possibility that Jesus will come. This will be his second coming, parousia, come to judge the world. They were ready, they were waiting. How much we are awaiting coming of Jesus Christ, you know, being consumed with our lives, families, children, grandchildren, going to the schools, games, works, our different missions. We don't have really time to think about second coming of Jesus. Or really, we don't want it to come, because it would disturb the way of our lives, to change everything. We don't want it. We don't really see it as something good for us. Maybe some of us hope for that, but that will happen sometime later, when you'll be dead already. We are far away from this call of Jesus to be vigilant. First, he's coming to us in daily lives, to different inspirations, through people who are in need, and how often we don't want to see him there because we are too busy, because helping other person take us away from the track of our lives, from the duties and responsibilities. Then second, he comes to us when we are dying. And it's like death is so necessary part of life, something obvious, and how many of us are still living in denial that it won't happen. It's something I will think about later. When death is kind of friend for us because it brings us to another life, to the another part of our destiny. And then third coming at the end of the world, yeah, we don't want it to happen. It's too much to lose now. So it's something to think about, you know, how far away I am from the message of the gospel in many ways. We need to call ourselves mere Christians, to a merely living Christian way. Because the first Christians, they were changing the world. They were people who were persecuted because they were changing the world, of the love, of sacrifice, of because of focus on God. We today, we don't want to be persecuted. We even don't help those who are persecuted. It's too difficult for us to make another crusade, to change something. We are too occupied with our lives. And yeah, most likely we won't change anything. It is good at least to think about that. That I am away from the life of Christ's disciple. I am a way of living my life as Christ is calling me, focused on him, not self-centered, focused on life of prayer. This kingdom of God, it starts with our families, first of all, with making happy your wife, husband, your children, your neighbors, with taking care of them in the way they need it. Then the word spread, the power of love spreads around, and we can do some more. So gird your loins and light your lamps. Be like servants who wait their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. May Jesus, who comes to me and you today and tomorrow, will find us ready to open the door for him, to invite him, to take care of him, whatever circumstances he is coming to us.